Well, this is only the second time that this fund has been here. It's a fund for communities who have accepted Ukrainians and other foreigners into their communities. But in the last round of funding, we would have felt in the Ballymote, Tubbercurry, West Sligo area that we didn't get a fair share of it. We've made, our concerns very clear now at a very early stage here in this. We've just got a presentation about it today as well after the council meeting. And, you know, we're delighted that the council and the executive are engaging at the moment with us all and with all councillors. And they will be engaging as the months go on with communities. Applications have to be in for the first round of this by the 31st of May. And they will open up again from the 1st of August to the 30th of September. And then it will open again in January of 25, the 1st of January 25 to the 31st of January 25. And as you have said, there's over 1.6 million there to be distributed to these communities. And, you know, we've all spoken about projects that we'd like to see in all our communities, and we know about that. And there are community groups in our towns and villages that we'll be engaged with as well over the coming months. So we're looking forward to, projects that can be done with this money. But we're delighted to get it. Money is always welcome in every corner of this county, but it should be used in every corner of this county, and we keep saying that.
It has been said, though, that the funding is distributed based on the amount of refugees and asylum seekers in a particular area. The likes of Sligo Drumcliff is currently housing, I understand, the highest number. But that shouldn't really matter, should it, in terms of, like, if a certain area is housing Ukrainians or whoever, it shouldn't matter. The numbers are still housing people, and they deserve the same facilities as the likes of Sligo Drumcliff.
And that's the point that we're trying to get across as rural councillors as well. You know, that they're smaller towns and villages, but the percentage of Ukrainians in these is pretty high with the population that you're dealing with in them. So, look, they're the points we're trying to get across. We're delighted, again, that the council are engaging with us and talking to us about this. And, you know, again, we'll fight for our corner. Everyone will want to fight for their corner, and I'll certainly be doing that. But definitely, you know, we need to get a fair share of it in our municipal district.